You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Every theater has found its own way to reach out to audiences during the pandemic. For Heartland Theater Company, that includes reaching into its own past. For several months now, Heartland Theater has been uploading to its YouTube channel past performances from their 10-Minute Play Festival. Dubbed 10-Minute Plays from Better Days, the series highlights each week a different performance from the festival, which was established in 2002. Fortunately, the theater has been recording each of the 10-minute plays over the years, and Gail Dobbins, managing director of Heartland Theater, says they have quite a collection.
When a playwright submits their play for the competition, they check a box that says that we have the right to use that play. But once we decided which plays we wanted to put out there to the world, not just on our stage, I went back to every playwright of each of those plays to make sure they were okay with it.
So why did you decide to do this as a way of keeping yourself in the public eye by weekly putting up another version from the 10-minute plays, another production?
When the pandemic hit and we got over the shock and realization set in, you look at what do you have now that can get you out there fast in the community so they don't think that you're going away or maybe not going to come back or whatever. You try to find what do we have that we have permission to show. And the first thing, if you remember, was name that show. And that was, we have a bevy of wonderful professional photographs of theater productions. We were just not ready to film or Zoom or do any of the other platforms to put out there. We had those, and that's why we did it. We did the photos and then the videos.
How do you go about selecting which 10-minute play that you want to feature each week?
To tell you the truth, we did not want this to be best play type of thing. So if you get that out of the mix, so that you're not trying to choose the best staged, best written play, and you just go for what were the audience favorites, then you put eight minds together. We formed a committee because one person cannot remember all the good plays over the years. So you put eight of them together who've been around most of that time. They all had memories of different plays that they really liked. Then we did a checkout system from Heartland's garage with the loading dock door open and the table out in the driveway. The committee members came and checked out the DVDs that we have on file, our archives, to view these plays to make sure that they, you know, were the quality we wanted them to be. And sometimes a play got thrown out because it was maybe too static. There wasn't a lot of movement in it. Sometimes a play was chosen just because it was fun and funny and the audience loved it, but maybe it wasn't the best written play, but it was just memorable for that reason. And so, yeah, eight of us checking out DVDs, looking at all of these shows, and then Reese as the final adjudicator to pick which plays and in what order, because the order to him was important.
Why was the order of the plays important to Reese Lovell, the artistic director?
As you probably know, there are some cast members that are cast in a lot of the 10-minute plays. I'm going to call them audience favorites.
I'm going to say Todd Weinberner is one of them.
Todd, Dave Lemon, Gail Hess. There's just some that come back every year that are in some of the best plays because the directors snatch them up right away in auditions. And we did not want back-to-back those same people in the shows.
Okay, Gail, but what about the mood in selecting the plays? Were you guys finding yourselves leaning more toward funnier plays in order to help lighten the load a bit?
I would say that's absolutely true. I think more than that, Reese would say it would be the quality of the play. So that means it's well-written, it's well-cast, it's well staged, it's well lit, sound is good. But I would say that we were all looking for something on the lighter side because of the pandemic.
Your new season will be starting in February, and you're going to be doing a production of Tartuffe by Molière. Do you have any concerns at this point that you may have to pull the plug on that yet, or do you have a timeline with regards to the board looking at that?
Yes, the board has looked at it. In fact, the board divided into committees. I'm so proud of this because we wrote a 50-page disaster preparedness document, and there were three committees. One was the actor staff safety. The other one was patron volunteer safety. And the third one was financial sustainability. And we all together looked at the committee's research and recommendations and have decided not to bring an audience into our theater. This is breaking news, I guess. Not to bring an audience into our theater until phase five. We may produce plays in the theater and film them, but we won't have audience in there. One of the reasons is, as same as a lot of theaters all over the country, is that our HVAC system is not going to be pumping in fresh air. And to sit in a play for over 2 hours in an environment that's recycling the air that's in the space is not a good idea. So many of our patrons have said we're not coming until there's a vaccine. So we had to make this decision now because auditions for Tartuffe were in December. And marketing would have started in December. So we've decided that Tartuffe can't happen unless by some miracle we're in phase five. So right now we're back on hold, and we have made the decision that once we open our season, we will continue with it. So we do not want to put up Tartuffe in February and then close it down and then hold off the rest of the season. Once we go, we're going.
So do you think you will be filming Tartuffe or perhaps doing a Zoom production?
I don't think that we're going to do any of our season shows that our patrons have bought flex passes for in any other environment than the live theater that they expected to see the shows that way. So I'm not going to rule out that we might do other shows in the theater and stream them or make them available online in some way. I won't rule that out because it could be a long time yet, but I do not think our season shows will be done any other way than live and in person.
That must be a little heartbreaking, Gail.
It is, and I'll tell you another thing. When we sent out our season appeal in June for donations and season tickets, our letter to our patrons promised them that nothing was more important than their health and well-being, and we would not open our season until it was safe. So this is unheard of. People bought season tickets that had no dates on them, and we warned them that we might change the order of the plays. So if Tartuffe doesn't seem to be the right kind of play to open with right after we've gotten into phase five, then it may be something else. In fact, it may very well be that we have skipped an entire season and we start where our season would have started, which would be June with the Camp Out, the 10 and a Play Festival.
In 2021.
Yes.
It says quite a lot for your audience how much they're willing to invest in you, even though the future is so uncertain.
I think so, too. There are times that I open up these envelopes with orders for season tickets, and I just want to bend over and cry because they trust us. That's another reason we can't really take any risks, because they're trusting us to determine what safe is. And that's a big burden on us. And I will tell you also that 75% of our patrons bought season tickets compared to the year before with no date and no order assigned to those shows. They just get those shows. The other thing that's beautiful is that we've had more donations than we did last year so far. So people know this is a hard time for us, and they're willing to step up. Also, when we run these 10-minute play videos, we're getting responses from patrons that are just lovely. They love them. They look forward to them every week because they miss the theater. And another bonus of the 10-minute play videos that I'm going to sneak in here and tell you about is that our playwrights who submitted to plays since 2002 are all in lists. So when we launch these 10-minute play videos, they're getting notification to watch these plays. They are writing in saying, I have not ever won yet, but looking at the quality of your productions, I will continue to try. This is fantastic. You have to look for the silver linings, and they're everywhere if you just look for them. It's a good test because Heartland Theater has to be resilient. We have to be innovative, and if we weren't before, my goodness, we are now.
That's Gail Dobbins, Managing Director of Heartland Theater Company. You can see a new edition of 10-minute plays from Better Days each week on the Heartland Theater YouTube channel. I'm Laura Kennedy.